The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Hey guys, this is Coach Danielle Powell, aka Coach Danny. Welcome to a new episode. Good evening and good night to everyone who is tuning in different parts of the world. It's pretty late where I am in New York City, and I just hope everyone is having a great weekend thus far. I am the founder of Singles to Pray. If this is your first time listening, feel free to join our private Facebook group. We are a community of singles who love to pray. We love to empower each other, and we love to also have fun. And we will love to have you in the group. And I've noticed lately that even people who are not single are joining the group, and they are loving it. So feel free to join our group. I am a content creator for YouVersion, have many devotionals on that app and also Bible.com. Special thank you to everyone who has been reading my devotionals, sending your feedback and your love and support. I truly appreciate you guys reading my material. It's such a blessing. To God be the glory. I'm also a Christian life coach. I will be accepting new clients for the new year. So if you're looking for a life coach, you're looking for accountability, you need help crushing those goals, you need to discover your purpose, feel free to sign up for a discovery call with me at daniellepowell.com. This is going to be a pretty short episode on today. First I wasn't going to do it, and then I was just like, nope, let me release this word because it was still in my mind this entire week. So before I get into the word, just a way of announcements. The book of the month for January is Darius Daniels, Your Purpose is Calling, Your Difference is Your Destiny. And this is such a great book. Darius Daniels is an amazing pastor. And I know this book is going to be super helpful to many that are in the group. Or even if you're not in the group, you don't have to be in a group to join our book of the month. Anytime I'm coaching or mentoring people, I always get a lot of questions about finding your purpose. And I believe this book is going to help you discover that as far as the questions that you have regarding purpose. And one thing I always think about is purpose when it comes to relationships. You know, my community is singles. So to me, I believe the easiest way to identify your future spouse is first knowing your purpose, because you and the person will be on the same path and on the same wavelength. And it's easier when you know your purpose when you're looking to identify your spouse. So we will be starting this book on Monday. So feel free to get the book. You can get an ebook. I'm noticing that you can also sometimes in your different state, you can rent the ebook online. So check that out, guys, if you don't want to actually purchase the book. All right, so let's get right into the topic. The topic for today is perform a act of faith. First, go with me to Hebrews 11 and 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So this week, during my prayer time, I was just sitting, you know, in prayer. I had my soaking worship music on and just basking in the presence of God and do prayer. I started to feel my feet on fire. And, you know, on here, guys. I try to be as transparent in every, you know, every situation. So I just felt like my feet on fire. I felt the God's presence on me, but I never really, you know, usually go through like my feet feeling the fire of God on my feet. That doesn't happen to me often. Sometimes my ears or my hands, I feel that all the time. It's a normal thing for me when I'm praying and stuff, but not on my feet. So God brought back a memory to me that happened to me last year. My pastor preached out at a church and she told everyone to come up for prayer. And she was anointing everyone and praying for them individually. And when I went up, it was my pastor praying for me and also another woman pastor. Shout out to my pastor, Overseer Dallin, and also Pastor Gardner. Two powerful, amazing women of God and prophetic voices. And as my pastor was praying for me, Pastor Gardner started to anoint my feet. And this never happened to me before. And they both were just praying over my destiny and just, you know, just praying for me. And it was just like, this time of my life last year was like the hardest season. And no one really knew. Only people that were really close to me knew about that. But just me knowing like what I was praying to God about. So it was just that moment that she anointed my feet. It was so prophetic and it was so on point because of what I was going through at that time. And it was the hardest time in my life. And I didn't know which way to go. I didn't have much direction. And I was just praying to God all the time about, you know, the right decision to make when it came to certain doors, closing doors, opening doors, going, you know, starting new beginnings, those type of things. And I was just praying to God about it. And days after that service, I was able to walk through the right door and make a decision. And that was a prophetic act of faith that both ladies performed. And they didn't know anything about my situation. They didn't know that I needed that in that moment. And there's other things that was said during the whole service is prophetic, guys. But it was just that the act of faith that was performed that just was so great to my situation. And many times when you don't have the words to say, God will send intercessors to intercede on your behalf of your situation. Prophetic trusted voices who will give you knowledge, who will give you wisdom. And some of our prayers today should be, Lord, make me an intercessor. Lord, send me some intercessors who can pray for me when I'm down and out. And God is sending many of you people who can help you on this journey, who will help to strengthen your faith, who will pray for you, who will intercede for you, who will just be strength to you when you're going through a hard situation. Go with me to 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Some of you have been praying to God for direction. You need to make a decision. You need clarity about a situation. Some of you need discernment about certain situations. You need answers from the Lord. You guys know exactly what you need from the Lord. You need to hear about God regarding a certain relationship. You need to hear from the Lord regarding a certain business relationship. You need to hear from the Lord regarding, should you accept that job offer or not? You want to be in alignment with what God is calling you to do. And then some of you are losing hope because you feel like God is silent. You don't hear anything. You don't know what to do. But I'm here to tell you, keep your faith on today. Trust in the Lord like never before. And on the other hand, some of you need God to move in your life like never before. You are praying for your unsaved loved ones to be saved. You are praying for your body to be healed. And one of the things I love about the Bible, there is always stories that are so helpful to our journey. There are so many examples in the Bible of people performing an act of faith. And one of my favorite persons is always going to be Rahab. Rahab performed the act of faith by living out her faith out loud, by being on the right side of God. The fear of the Lord caused Rahab to stand in the gap for people she didn't even know, because she knew what side she needed to be on. She knew she had to activate her faith and do something different, do something dangerous, do something outside of herself. And I'm sure that Rahab probably looked at herself like, I'm not like them. I have a lifestyle that's not honorable to God. But she activated her faith and didn't care what other people thought about her, didn't care what would have happened to her. She knew she had to be on the right side of God. Go with me to John 17 and 3. And this life is eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, Jesus Christ, who he has sent. Another person who performed the act of faith was Peter. Go with me to Matthew 14, 27 to 31. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came to Jesus. But when he saw wind, he was afraid and began to sink and cry out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You little faith, he said, why did you doubt? I just love this story because many of us are just like Peter. We know, we've been around, we've seen God do things in our life. We've been around God a long time now. Some of us, we're new in the faith, or some of us, we've been around God for a while now. We have seen God move on our situation. We have seen God do miraculous things in our life. And now we come to a point where it's a hard season. So we are just like, nope, God, you gotta show me this is real. You gotta show me that you can do miracles. And Peter was on some like, no, God, show me this is you. And Peter had to activate his faith in that moment. Because some of you, God is looking for you to perform an act of faith. Like Peter. Get out of the boat. Do something different. Some of you need to go get your resume professionally done for your dream job. Perform an act of faith. Some of you need to apply to that dream program again or that dream school. Perform an act of faith. Some of you need to leave some space on the pew on Sunday as an act of faith that your unsaved loved ones, hallelujah, is going to walk into service on any given Sunday. My God. Some of you need to anoint your body with oil and speak the word of healing over your body, that you are healed in Jesus' name. Some of you singles, you know I'm always talking to my singles. Some of you need to anoint your ring finger, definitely the ladies, and speak that God is going to bring marriage into your life. And I'm going to share something really quick. My mom and many of my girlfriends know about this story because I shared this with them before. My mom, before she got married to my dad, she will anoint her finger, ring finger, every night during her single season. She would anoint her finger that she was getting married. And she's been married for over 40 years. And that was an act of faith. I know if she had siblings, probably came in the room, saw her anoint her finger, like, what you think you're doing? And sometimes doing things that are odd, they're peculiar, people may look at you like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I come to a place in my life where I don't care what people think anymore, you know, because God will give you strange instructions and you just have to be obedient And you have to just trust God, trust what God is doing. And sometimes we have to do things outside of the ordinary to see the supernatural happen into our in our lives. Let me say that one more time. Sometimes we have to do things that are unordinary to see supernatural things happen in our life. It takes our participation in this walk to activate our faith in God. We have to go outside of ourselves to trust God like never before. So I pray that this one encouraged someone. Some of you need to, this week alone, you know what you've been praying to God about. You know what you've been hoping God to do in your life. You need to act out on faith. Perform an act of faith. And you know exactly what that is. I know what I've been doing as my act of faith. Some of you need to sit down and really think and pray to God, because God will show you what to do as far as your act of faith. And another story I will share really quick before we end is that I believe, I don't know who it was, but someone, they used to go to the car lot and pray over a car that they wanted. And they didn't have the money for the car, but they said they were going to just go there and pray over the car every week or whatever. And that person ended up getting the exact car that they prayed for months. They would go there and anoint the car. I know they probably like, what is this girl doing? But that was an act of faith. And sometimes act of faith makes us look a little crazy. But the end result is us trusting God. And what we've been trusting God for comes into manifestation. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this being a new day, oh God. We thank you for you being a loving God, a kind God. Lord, we thank you for being a forgiving God, forgiving us over and over again. And for that, we want to give you honor. And for that, we want to give you praise. Let's saturate this broadcast with your presence. Lord, saturate this broadcast with your power, oh God. Lord, I lift up every single listener. You know them name by name and one by one. Oh God, activate their faith on today, God. Give them greater faith on today so that they can do greater works, oh God. Give them greater faith, oh God, so they can follow you like never before. Lord, help us to stay in the posture of prayer so we can hear your voice clearly, oh God, so we can grow closer to you, oh God. Lord, let us be in a posture of reading your word daily so we can grow in the word of God, oh God. Lord, today we leave our fears at the altar and we pick up our faith on today, oh God. Lord, we leave our doubt on the altar, oh God. And Lord, we pick up your peace on today, oh God. Lord, give us the opportunities in this season to walk in greater faith, oh God, so people will see our faith and they will want to know you like never before, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the open doors, oh God. We thank you for the clarity. We thank you for the discernment that is coming in this season, oh God. Lord, give us radical obedience to perform acts of faith in this season, oh God. Lord, let us be peculiar people that don't care what people think, oh God. Let us just be obedient to what you are calling us to do in this season, oh God. Lord, we give our destinies to you, oh God. We give our purpose to you. We give our ideas over to you, oh God. Lord, continue to help us to strengthen our faith in this season, oh God. Lord, send people to the singles that they can walk with, oh God, that people that will be there to pray for them, that people that will be there to strengthen their faith, oh God. Send them the people that they need in this season for this journey, oh God. And Lord, continue to give the singles peace, oh God. Continue to strengthen their faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.